Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 4, the new husband. Friday, related verses. Romans 7, 6 through 7. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. What then shall we say? Is the law sin? Absolutely not. But I did not know sin except through the law. For neither did I know coveting, except the law had said, "You shall not covet." Galatians 2:19-20. For I through law have died to law, that I might live to God. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Matthew 5:48. You therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Galatians 3:2-3:5. This only I wish to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit out of the works of law or out of the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? He, therefore, who bountifully supplies to you the Spirit and does works of power among you, does he do it out of the works of law or out of the hearing of faith? Related reading. Romans 7:6 indicates that since the old man has been crucified, the regenerated new man is now free from the law of the old man. Since the law was given to the old husband, the old man, not to the wife, and since the old husband, the old man, died on the cross, the new man, the wife, has been discharged from his law. Hence, we as the wife and the new man are no longer under the law. The law decreed by God functions in at least three ways. First, the law portrays God and defines him. As God's testimony, the law is actually a portrait of God. It shows us what he is like. Leviticus 19:2 gives this commandment. You shall be holy, for I, Jehovah, your God, am holy. The Lord Jesus issued an even higher command. You therefore shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. In both cases, the principle is the same. The law presents a picture of God. According to the law he has given, God is perfect, holy, and righteous. He is a God of love and of light. The second function of the law is that of exposing us. This function is presented in a full way in Romans 7. In verse 7, Paul indicates that until the law came, sin was dormant. In Romans 7:8, Paul says that without the law, sin is dead. Then in the next verse, he goes on to say that when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Using the law as a knife, sin put Paul to death. In verse 11, Paul tells us that sin killed him by taking occasion through the commandment. Thus, in his experience, Paul found that the commandment was death unto him. God used the law to expose him. A third function of the law is the function of subduing us. After we are exposed, we need to be subdued. Once the law has subdued us, it can then bring us to God. The rich young man in Matthew 19 was defeated in his contact with the Lord. However, he was not subdued. This was the reason he went away sorrowful. If he had been subdued and had said, "Lord Jesus, I cannot fulfill your requirement to sell all I have and give to the poor," the Lord would have told him, "Since you cannot do it, simply let me fulfill this requirement for you, The Lord wants to come into us, be our life, and fulfill every requirement for us. In Philippians 2:12, Paul says, "So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." We need to be subdued by Paul's word and admit that we simply cannot work out our own salvation. Then we shall appreciate Paul's word in the following verse: "For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure." Although we cannot work out our own salvation, God is operating in us both the willing and the working. This enables us to work out our salvation according to God's operating within us. After we have been subdued by the law and tell the Lord that we cannot fulfill his requirements, that we simply cannot be holy as God is or perfect as the Father is, the Lord will say, "Simply open and receive me. Let me come into you and fulfill these requirements for you. I want to be your holiness and your perfection." We cannot be holy, but we can be sanctified. Likewise, we cannot be perfect, but we can be perfected. God's desire is to come into us to be our person and our life. In this way, he becomes one with us, and we become one with him. Then, as he lives in us, we live him. This is the basic principle of the divine revelation in the Bible,